Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. I'm your co-host, Will. So hopefully Mark will be able to join us in a few. But I hope everybody's having a great day, great hump day, all that kind of stuff like it as we gear towards the weekend and all this kind of stuff. And we have some great big games that's happening this weekend. So make sure you go out and support your teams and all that kind of good stuff. Youth league, middle school, high school, college, all that. You know what to do. So, like I said, I hope everybody's had a great day. So, let's get on to this. Let's get rocking and rolling. Because, let me see. May not be a show tomorrow. There's some Bulldogs things that I may have to do. So, let's get it. Social media. Come on now. Website, www.markandwillshow.com. You know, I've been saying it. Got to update some things. Put some players of the week on that. So definitely be doing that in the near future. Also, you know where to find us. Everything at Mark and Will Show. Talking about Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you on it right now, and also Mark and Will Gaming Twitch, and you know, on YouTube. So go ahead. But the new creation at the bottom, you see it. Follow Mark and Will Show's Facebook group page. The best way to get that is go on our page on Facebook, and you'll see it's pinned up, the group. Go on and click on that, join that. That's where you're going to get to have some fun voting on some players and different things like that. Also post videos and pictures, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely give that a check out. Because we got some people who's using it well. Because a lot of our winners is because of that Facebook page. So shout out to them. How they rock and roll, and that's what it's about. FNC. Actually, was talking to a couple of people today. So we're going to go ahead and hammer down a date so we can go ahead and drop a new FNC. There's a lot of things that's going on in the world. I don't know if you've been on social media or even, you know, the news. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. So we got to go ahead and cover that, break it down, give you guys our point of view of it. So be looking out for that. Gaming. YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming. It's got some videos already on there. And like we said, we have some on this channel already, too. But you got to dig deep because there's over 600 videos on this one. So, you know, check it out. You'll enjoy it without a doubt. Mark's going to drop some stuff. I'll eventually get on there. I promise. High school. You already see. We're going to be breaking down more high school things, you know, some games and all that like that. So, you know, right off the bat, one game that's very intriguing. You have Frederick Douglass that's playing Boyle County. That's going to be a good game. And that's at Boyle County. So, you know, we already got our national player. He'll be in that game. And then we already had some Frederick Douglass players, too. So, definitely, that's going to be a big-time game. If you get a chance, go ahead and check that out. Without a doubt, I wish I could because that's going to be a good one. Talent everywhere on the field. Everywhere. Next up, Shawnee Iroquois. You're talking about the leading tackler plays for Shawnee. So, you know, He has, I think, over 150 tackles or something like that. So, you know, that's remarkable. I don't care where you play at. I don't care who you play. But I have that many tackles and only, I think, 8 games or something like that. Hey, man. We're trying to get him on the show. We had him scheduled, so we're going to have to reschedule him to get him on the show and just talk about that because that's amazing. So, hats off to him. And, you know, see what's going on. Shawnee versus Iroquois. This is another good one. Bowling Green versus St. X. I'm pretty sure, and I think I'm right. St. X coach used to coach for Bowling Green and won some championships with them. So, you know, you're talking about, I think, 5A versus 6A. Talent everywhere. So, that should be another good one. We'll see. Because St. X has been rocking and rolling. So, we're going to see. But that should be an enticing game that you might want to check out if you don't have plans. Next up, we got Southern versus Valley. You know we got to have this on here. The mayor. This is the mayor's team. You know what I'm saying? The mayor's a coach. One of the assistant coaches out there. So, Southern versus Valley. We see what's going on. He's been talking about the opposing team player and his team and things like that. So, interesting to hopefully get some stats on that and pick his brain to see what's going on. But Southern versus Valley. Let's go, mayor. You want to do what you got to do. Another intriguing game, KCD versus Metcalf County. I think both of these teams are in the top 10 in their class. So KCD has been doing some nice things this year. So we'll see what's going on. It'll be good. KCD in the building. Atherton versus Campbellsville. So, Atherton has to go to Campbellsville. I don't know if that's district. I hope not because that's, you know, they're driving. But, woo-wee. Coach Nino doing his thing. Atherton, Ravens. So, keep on stacking those wins. It's always good. You know, playoffs around the corner. So, we'll see what the deal is. Wagner versus Ferdale. Ferdale is on a roll, taking care of business. So, we'll see what's going on with them, you know, as they head into the playoffs, you know, trying to steadily getting wins, picking up wins. So, definitely get to see what's going on with Ferdale Bulldogs, taking control of things. Cal versus Eastern. I think Cal is 3A. Eastern. It's still 6A, so that's going to be interesting. Because Cal, you know, they're loaded. You know, they have to be averaging 50-something points because they're taking care of business. So it's very interesting to see what they how that game unfolds with Eastern, you know. So on the road, Cal is a record, rocking people left and right, so we'll see. Last but not least, you know the deal. Manual versus male. Friday. Crimson versus Bulldogs. We had some Bulldogs, former Bulldogs on yesterday. I hope you guys had a chance to check that show out. That was fun. Coach Brian and Coach Spratt. You know, just talking about the male manual and the rivalry and stuff like that. Hey. This right here, I can rock and roll with all day long as a former Bulldog. It's Male Mania Week. If you can't get excited for that as a former player for male and manual, come on, man. Then what are you doing? This is, you know, people want to say, is this another game? This is whatever. Nah, it's not another game. I'm just going to be real. It's not another game. Not at all. This is your rival. This is who you circle. Even if you ain't physically, you mentally, you know you have to beat them, right? And I'm speaking from a male point of view. You know what I'm saying? With the male. You have to beat them. You don't want to carry that Burrow back. You don't want to give up that Burrow. You don't want to be a senior to have to give up that Burrow. Man, when I went to school, and people talking about take the Burrow back, getting dog biscuits thrown at them, all that kind of stuff like that. Coming into the other school's pep rally, you know, during the week, you're talking about people pranking each other, taking things, defacing things. But when you're on that field, man, it's on. You do not like them. You respect them, but you don't like them. You take care of business. My hair's standing on the back of my neck right now, thinking about my days playing against them and winning. So, hey, when somebody says this is a regular game, man, no. Either you too young to know about it or somebody didn't teach you. This is not just another game. You could be 1-8, 1-9, or 1-8 and going into there. If you can beat them, the other team, come on, man, that makes it easy. You lose, come on, stop it. That's all I got to say. Mail manual this Friday. Bulldogs will be at home, needing a win. Crimson only has one loss, so they should be favorite to come in there and try to get a W. So, we'll see. Should be a good one. Should be a dandy. You got two styles, contrasting styles. You got a powerful running game as far as manual, as far as physical, trying to beat you up. Run the ball, not no throwing team by far. But they're going to try to run it down. They're going to try to smash my fish in your mouth. Grind. Mel, you know, got some key parts coming back. Has the key part come back last week? I think they may have another one coming back this week. So, you know, who knows? But you got to take care of business. Defense got to fly around, rock and roll. You know, throw records out the window. It's mailman. So good luck to all the teams that's playing. You got one game, two games tomorrow, and then you got a whole bunch on Friday. So good luck to that, and we'll see what's going on. And if you missed yesterday's show, and you shouldn't have, let's go on and get back on to who won these awards. Let me take that out. Mark and Will Show, Kentucky's Lime of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor. Jermaine Hobson Jr., he did his thing. Let me pull him up real quick for you guys so you can see yourself. Look at that. 6 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 fumble recover. Congratulations. Ready to take care of business. Then you got Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. Butler's high, Tavian Jones. You're talking about 7 receptions, 181 yards, 2 TDs, took care of business also. Butler was in the house taking care of business. Mark Marshall, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, Boyd County's Nate Manning. And you know I like this because it's number 54. That's my old number. So, you know, come on now. 11 tackles, 6 tackle for losses, and a half a sack. Very busy. Stay busy. Active. Grinding. Way to go, 54. Last but not least, Mark and Real Show's National Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, Boyle County's Montavon Grisenberry. 4 carries, 129 yards, 1 TD, 1 reception, 18 yards, 1 TD, 1 punt return TD, 1 kickoff return TD, and 2 tackles. Hey, National Player of the Week. Congratulations to everybody. Congratulations to everybody who was nominated. You know, sometimes you can't win everything, but hey, you guys who got nominated, all you guys deserved it. So, hey. That's what it's all about. Let me see. Hey, what's going on, Mom? Hope everything's going all right. What's going on, Shannon? How you doing? All that good stuff. Good stuff. Now, Major League Baseball is set. You already know who's in the series. The Braves and the Yankees. Ah, oh, man, now we wish it was the Braves and the Yankees, but it didn't work out like that. Look, the Braves didn't have a chance. They lost way before the Yankees. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Braves is my team. Phillies versus Astros. Game one is Friday at 8:03. By the time the high school games is over, you're probably only being in the seventh inning. Maybe not even that. Maybe just the sixth inning in a baseball game. So, you have a chance to go ahead and watch it, because I definitely want you guys to get out there and support the high school. But it's the World Series. October. Boom. Ending with a bullet. But look, November's coming. World Series time. If I'm leaning one way, like Mark and I discussed before, I got to lean with, I'm leaning with the Astros. I think he's leaning with the Phillies. But, you know, I can't, y'all know me. I can't ride with Philadelphia teams. I'm sorry. I just can't. You know, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. I can't do that. So, but I will say this. Hopefully, it should be a good series. Nobody picked these teams. Nobody picked Phillies going to no World Series. But the Astros, they've been, you know, got won some championships, got dinged from cheating, came back and still went to World Series and did their thing. Now they're back again. Hey, man, they're a dynasty. Taking care of business. So, you know, like I said, I'm riding with the Astros for the series. I'm hoping that it goes seven, but who knows? What's up, John? How you doing, brother? Hope all is well. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know this, but, you know, they got an alumni, Bulldog alumni tomorrow. So, you know, 5:30 to 8, I think it is. So, I might want to check it out. But, yeah, you know, so that's all good. Let's go on and get into let's go NBA. Let's go NBA. Let's see what happened. Let's see what had happened was Tuesday, October 25th. You had the Thunders beat the Clippers 108-94. You had the Wizards 120, Pistons 99. You had the Pelicans squeak by the Mavs 113-111. Let's dig in this a little bit more, because I'm still mad because they ain't got my boy no help yet. Doctor, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Dinwiddie's nice, but you know, JaVale McGee, Bullock, Finney. I mean, come on, y'all couldn't get nobody. Come on, you always on the Shark Tank. Why don't you go ahead and just buy a player, too? Goodness gracious, help the guy out. Dockers hit 37 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Get that man some help, man. I mean, come on, get me. Oh, and the Pelican, you know what I'm saying? Did he even play? Let me see. Pelicans was led by Murphy the third. He had 22 points. McCollum had 14. Man, I don't want to see this, man. I'm sad. Zion, I think he's hurt. And he, I don't even think he played. They still beat the Mavs. Come on, man. That's horrible. Gotta do better than that. Get that man some help. But the marquee game of the night, that was Suns 134, Warriors 105. Right. Blown. The brakes beat off of them. That's not good. That's not good at all. Woo-wee. That's a shame. Let's see what they're talking about. Klay Thompson got kicked out. He was getting into Devin Booker. They was talking trash. And I guess he must have said some magic words. So, because he got put out. But, you know, they already knew. Look, he got put out, and I guess they got him on a pitch count. I was going to say first half, but I don't know. I doubt that. But anyway, Curry had 21 on 4-for-9, 3-pointers. Wiggins, 16. Mark's favorite player, Draymond Green, had 14 points, 5 turnovers. Lord have mercy. 8 rebounds. All that kind of stuff. Poole had 17 off the bench. But for the winners, Phoenix Suns, man, they pretty much got the same team, even though they tried to get rid of Ayton. That was sad. So let's see. Booker had 34, lights out shooter. You know what I'm saying? Him and Ulis was rolling off the bench for Kentucky when he was there. You know, he prolific scorer, had 34 points, plus 32 when he was in the game. 11 for 14 free throws, 3 for 8, 3 points, 10 for 19. Powell had 16 and 9 dimes. Also, Booker had 7 dimes. Ayton had 16 and 14. Bridges had 17. They start Cam Johnson at 9. Mr. Damon Lee off the bench got 5 points. Phoenix is going to be a problem until the playoffs come, then they'll choke. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to today's scores, which is October 26th, guys. Flying. Right now in the first quarter, you got the Timberwolves with a 17-14 lead over the Spurs. You got the Cavs winning 54-50 at halftime. You got the Hawks 62, the Pistons 61 at halftime. That's a lot of points. It's been a lot of points, period, this year so far early. The Knicks hold a 2-point lead, 48-46 in the second quarter over the Hornets. You got the Raptors with a 13-point lead over the 76ers in the second quarter. Goodness gracious. You got the Bucks 29, the Nets 22 in the second quarter. You got the Bulls up 23-13 over the Pacers in the first quarter. Later on tonight, you have the Jazz versus Rockets. Nobody really want to see that. I don't know. Jalen, he's nice. He's cool. Lakers. The winless Lakers plays the Nuggets, right? At 10 o'clock on ESPN, Nuggets is 5-point favorite. I'm surprised it ain't more than that. And then the last game tonight, the Heat versus Trailblazers. Trailblazers 4-0, rocking and rolling. The Heat is 1-3. Man, I don't know. Check out these standings, though, real quick. You know, let's get it. Got everybody together. Let's get into these divisions. You got Boston 3-1. I'm just looking at Atlanta. You got the Boston. Eastern Conference got Atlanta. In the Atlanta division, you have Boston Celtics 3-1. Knicks is 2-1. In the Central, you got the Bucks 2-0. And you got the Cavs 2-1. In the Southeast, you got the Wizards 3-1. And the Hornets and the Falcons. I'm going to say the Falcons. I sure did say the Falcons. The Hawks. 2-1. Western Conference, Northwest, you have the Portland Trail Blazers 4-0. Jazz is 3-1. It's early in the season. Pacific, you got the Phoenix Suns 3-1. In the Southwest, you have San Antonio Spurs and the New Orleans Pelicans 3-1. And Grizzly 3-1. So, like I said, it's early. So, we'll see what's going on with that. News and scoreboard, but basically scoreboard. For the NBA, let's see. I know I didn't probably do something on this one, and I'm going to go ahead and move that one. But let's get into that. We got some big games coming up this weekend for both local schools. You have 3:30. You got the number 10 ranked Wake Forest coming to the Ville to play Louisville. Wake Forest is 6-1. Louisville is 4-3. Wake Forest is only a 3.5-point favorite. This is something, you know, they got Harmon as their quarterback. He's been there for 10 years. Without COVID, he was there for 7 years. So, you know, he's still the quarterback. He's got over 1,700 passing yards, 21 TDs, and only 3 interceptions. They play that funky style ball where they, read option pass type stuff. So, you know, it's funky. Louisville's defense is going to have to be on to win this one. For instance, Cunningham's only threw for over 1,000, 5 TDs, 4 interceptions. He's been hurt. He missed a couple of games. Well, I think one game for sure. He got knocked out the other one. Leading rusher for Wake Forest is Ellison. He got 90 carries. He's got 432 yards rushing. Cunningham does have over 503 yards rushing, 9 TDs on 80 carries. Receiving, you got A.T. Perry for Wake Forest. He's got 524 yards receiving. And for Louisville, you got Mr. Hudson with 484 yards on 34 carries. So he's producing. So we'll see. I just think Louisville defense is going to have to step up again. Impressive win against Pittsburgh. Got to do it again. Got to do it again. So we'll see what's going on with that must win. Really, if Louisville, I hate to even say it, spring the upset, Sat ain't gonna go nowhere. Satterfield's gonna be staying just because then they got James Madison, who, you know, they just got in Division One, but they, you know, tough little out. But if you can get six wins, granted everybody like, man, we want more than six. We want to be true. But the way this stuff started off the rails, if he can get six wins, I shocker. So if you can beat them. And I really think you're going to have a nice chance to beat NC State because they don't have their quarterback. You know, that means the world. You ain't got the quarterback. I mean, they won't even be in the top 25 when Louisville play them again. So, you know, the big game that's happening, you have Kentucky travels to Knoxville to play. Now, Kentucky's ranked number 19. They go to Knoxville, and they will face number 3, Tennessee. Hey, Josh Heupel. Hats off to you for turning around that quickly. Quickly. He's only been there 2 years, and they are the third-ranked team. And they're 7-0. Kentucky's 5-2. And actually, let me back up real quick. Actually, Kentucky is a 12.5 underdog. Yeah, on the road. So people are expecting Tennessee to come and take care of business, especially after they rocked the roll with Alabama in that high-scoring affair. Points per game. Let's get into numbers. Points per game. Kentucky's averaging 26.4 points a game. Tennessee's averaging 50 points a game. Points allowed. Kentucky's defense has been stifling. 16.4 points allowed. Tennessee's defense is not bad. They allow 23. You know, and Alabama kind of twists that. Total yards a game. Kentucky averaged 373 yards. Tennessee averages 571. So you got two forces. You got the defense of Kentucky. If they can hold Tennessee, you know, don't give up 50. But if you can hold them to about 30-something, if it's 30-something, I think Tennessee's still going to win because I don't think Kentucky can score that many like that. On the road, they're gonna have to hold them to 27 points. Really, that's what they're gonna have to do. Well, Mr. Will Levis, who Mel Kiper loves, which I just think is funny, he's thrown over 1,600 yards, 13 TDs, 5 interceptions. He missed the game himself, battling foot problems. Hooker for Tennessee got over 2,000 yards already. He's got 18 TDs, 1 interceptions. Wow. Rushers. Rodriguez already has 395 yards, I think only in two or three games, something like that. He's rocking and rolling. For Tennessee, Wright has 405 yards on 85 carries, which is remarkable that Rodriguez already has 72 carries. Woo! That is crazy. I can't even believe that. That is nuts. 72 carries already. Robinson for Kentucky, 25 receptions, 392 yards, 3 TDs. Hyatt, you know, Mr. Touchdown Man for them. You know, Mr. Guy who I think got, what, 5 of them last game against Alabama, let's say that. 769 yards receiving, 12 TDs already. Like I said, defense versus offense. It's at Tennessee. It's at 7 o'clock. So all the Louisville fans who's going to go out there tailgate, they're going to be able to sober up. They ain't going to sober up. They're going to watch the game, though. They're going to be able to see Kentucky play. So that's going to be something. Because, like I said, I just want to see if Kentucky's defense can stymie Tennessee. And I don't know. That's a big task. So, you know, we'll see. We'll definitely see. I want to get into some NFL. And I can start off with this. I can go backwards. Let's do backwards. Just because that popped up like that kind of threw me off. All right, so Saints already made a decision. They're going to go ahead and start Dalton over a healthy Winston. Winston can't catch a break, man, from Publix with the crab legs to, you know, down there at Tampa Bay eating W's, all that kind of stuff like that, then getting injured. And now Dalton, who is not that good, done took your job. Ugh. That is nuts. But that's going to be very interesting. We'll see what's going on with that. I guess they just don't believe in him, and I hate that for him. But that's how it goes, though. That's how it goes. Poof, be gone. All right, let's get into it. Like I said, trying to get this preview going. So, right off the bat, Thursday night game, you have the Ravens versus the Bucs, and the Bucs is a 1-point favorite. Total, even though it's at the Bucs, total disrespect for the Bucs off the dribble. I mean, not for the Bucs, for the Ravens. The Bucs has been nightmare for the past 3-4 games. Don't get me wrong, Ravens defense hasn't done anything. They're going to be without Calais, but we'll see. We'll see what Tom Brady we get. And we'll see what Lamar does. So that right there is on Prime Video tomorrow night, 8:15. Everybody's going to be watching it. If Tom don't win this one, I don't know what you do. This is not looking good, for real, for real. Next up, Broncos versus Jags. Russell Wilson said he's back. Does it make a difference? The Jags got rid of Robinson, the running back. ETN is yours now. Go ahead and do what you need to do. I mean, Jags should take care of business. Bronco, I mean, Russell's hurt. Russell hasn't played well. Rumor is they're trying to get rid of a lot of players. So, Jags, you need this, Jags. Jags actually is 2-5, and the Broncos are 2-5. Nobody thought that the Broncos being 2-5. Everybody thought the Jags would probably be 2-5 or 1-6. So, we'll see. Next up, Panthers versus Falcons. Falcons is a 4.5-point favorite. Not shocked on this one at all. Panthers is, you know, they got Mr. Walker being a quarterback. It's in disarray. They giving away players also too. Moore probably be gone shortly. The receiver, not more players. Well, more players and more. So Falcons at home. Falcons have looked okay 1 week and garbage the next. Falcons should take care of this. The Panthers don't know what's going on. They have a head coach, you know. So that's a total mess. Booyah, booyah, booyah. Yes, sir. The Bears versus Cowboys. Cowboys 9.5-point favorite. The Bears look good on Monday night, but as far as their offense, as far as Fields, looking like a quarterback, an NFL quarterback that can do some things. He's still learning. Wasn't impressed with the Patriots. You know, they don't even know who their quarterback. But, hey, but go on the road. Like we always say on this show, if you can go on the road and win, that's bananas. That's good stuff. So, hats off to the Bears on that. But, come on. It's time to come on to Dallas. Let's go on and get this. Zeke may not play. He hyperextended his knee. Got a little in knee. A little boo-boo on his knee, so he might not play. But, let's go. We need to stack up these wins because I never thought I would say this, but the NFC East is kind of tough as far as wins right now. We already know Philadelphia is undefeated. The Giants only got one loss, and that's to the Cowboys. But, hey, we'll see. So we got to go ahead and stack these wins. Come on, Cowboys. Let's take care of business like we did last week off the dribble. LaJuan, Bump, Buck, what's going on? Dolphins, 3.5-point favorite over the Lions. We already done took care of business for you guys. They banged up. So, hey, y'all got to win this on the road, right? Something tells me this is going to be a high-scoring game. They're not going to score the little 6 points they scored against Dallas. They're going to score some points on the Dolphins. Lions is going to be at home. Dolphins had a physical game on Monday night. You know, Steelers, I don't care what their record is. When they play you, they're going to beat on you. They're going to lean on you. And there's probably some bumps and bruises on that Dolphins. They lost their safety. So, Dolphins, you got to win. You got to win. I mean, you have no choice to win. But I think it's going to be like a little high-scoring affair. Dolphins 4-3, Lions 1-5. You can't lose this, right? Can you? Maybe. You bet not. You bet not. We'll see. Cardinals versus Vikings. Vikings is a 3.5-point favorite. We hit on it. Hopkins back. The offense is going to look different. They're going to run a little different. So we're going to see. Vikings at home. Vikings, you got to take care of home. You got to win this one, right? So, I think 3.5 is very right on. I think it's going to be probably the team with the ball last is probably going to win this one. Cousins been rolling. I hate to even say it. He's really been rolling. Let's peek at the numbers real quick for him, shall we? Cousins has thrown for 1,500 yards, 9 TDs, 5 interceptions. And this crazy thing is, before I tell you this, you ain't no way you would thought that Kyler Murray has more passing yards than Cousins. Because Cousins have been doing some things, but Kyler Murray has. Kyler Murray has 1,667 yards, 7 TDs, and only 4 interceptions. So, Kyler Murray has thrown way more times, though, you know, without a doubt. But we'll see. But I just think Dalvin Cook, I think he's going to maybe do some things, and, you know, the greedy's going to be all on the field. So, Jefferson, you know, he's also going to be able to attack. I just don't – Hoptown, you know, right now it looked like 10 catches, 100-something yards. That's good for fantasy per catch type stuff. But you want 10 catches and 180 yards, 190, 200 yards, right? So, we'll see. We'll see. But then I think the Vikings, you got to take – if you're Vikings, you got to take care of home. You 5-1, 3-0 at the crib. You got to do that. The Raiders versus the Aints. Is it really that bad, Aints, that the Raiders is a 1.5-point favorite on the road? 2-4, 0-3 away, and they got them favorite? Jeez, that's bad. That's truly bad, truly bad. But, you know, you got Andy Dalton as your quarterback, so, hey, I'm going to tell you what. Jacobs has been running his butt off. I think Jacobs is going to go for another 140 yards. The Aints is trying to get rid of Davenport. They got some injuries. Landry's not going to play, I don't think. R. Thomas, they neither one of them as far as the receivers, you know. Olave, he's good. He's been doing his thing. He's a rookie. But we'll see. I think Adams is going to eat. I think Jacob's going to eat. Kamara, we're going to see what's going on. You're going to have to show up because leaving the hands of Dalton, I don't know about that. And then if Dalton start throwing them picks and not really doing anything, do you put Winston in? I think so. I think you got to take care of, you know, take care of home, right? So we'll see. The Raiders, you know, I like that. I like that. I like that. Plus, Raiders gave us a gift this week. So, hey, I like it. I'll let y'all go ahead and be favored. The Patriots. The Patriots. And the Jets. This is a total disrespect, I guess, because Bree Hall or whatever, he got hurt. So they, I guess they like, we don't care. First of all, teams that play on Monday night, they really don't cover a lot of bets. Let's put it that way. The Jets is going to be waiting. Jets is 5-2. Patriots 3-4. We'll see what's going on. I think Mac Jones has probably got the first team rep, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to ride with the Jets, though. I think Jets are going to take care of business. Their defense has been playing tough. Wilson's been solid. Like I said, the old saying, you got two quarterbacks, you got none. And Zappe and Jones is going back and forth. Belichick don't know who he wants to do, who he wants to play. So, hey, we'll see. I hate it for Hall to be hurt, the running back, because he was rocking and rolling. But, you know, other people got to step up. Next man up. But I don't like the Jets. I think I'm going to ride with the Jets. The Battle of Philadelphia. Oh, wait. Eagles 11-point favorite. Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't even like saying it for the Steeler Nation. Goodness gracious. This is little brother. The Eagles' little brother. What y'all going to do? Is Steelers going to do something that my team couldn't do? Go ahead and take care. I'm going to need y'all to take care of business, Steelers. 11-point underdog is at the Eagles. Eagles is coming off a bye. They actually made a trade. Got a trade to add. You know, the Eagles, man, they don't care. They'll buy whatever, you know. So they went and got a pass rush. I think I'll talk about that a little later. But I don't know. I just think 11 points is a lot. I just don't think Steelers is that far away from people, period. I know they're 2-5. Hey, Will, they 2-5. It's undefeated. This is NFL, man. NFL. Do I think the Eagles going to win? They should win. But I just don't think it's going to be like that. I think it'll be closer. I mean, you know, Tomlin most time don't get the doors blown off. I mean, he did, you know what I'm saying, before. But, heck, y'all thought Sunday night they was when the Dolphins was going crazy. And heck, still should have won that game. You know, and I say that because they dropped interceptions, right? Dude threw interceptions. You know, he's going to get better each game type thing. I mean, you know, I don't think he's the end all, but, you know, they still got those weapons. They got stuff. I just think it's going to be a closer game. Eagles, you should win, but I think it's going to be a closer game than people giving. 11 points is a lot of points. Titans versus Texas. I guess they don't think the Titans is nothing. Mark called them out, I think, Monday and said they wasn't good. 4-2 versus 1-4-1, and you only a 2-point favorite? That's bad. And the Texans, I mean, you know, they were all Texas at home, and Lovey got the dudes doing a little something, but hey, that's no respect. 2 points? Come on, man. Come on. You know, Tannehill, we all know he's not worth that much, but he's going to make sure, you know, he's going to manage the game. But, wow. I'm going to ride with the Titans. I think they cover. I'm going to ride with them. This team right here, but one of the biggest shocker wins this year. The Commanders. I just call them the Commodores. The Commanders versus Colts. Colts is the 3-point favorite. I mean, really, are they? Both of them, well, I like Heineke as the quarterback. I think he's better than Erslinger, Heidlinger, whatever, that's starting for the Colts. Matty Ice said he ain't even know nothing about that. But, you know, he's getting benched for the rest of the season. They start saying he got a knee problem, back problem, eye problem, butt problem, every problem, elbow problem. He can't do nothing. And he was like, what are they talking about? It shocked him that he's going to be on the bench, right? Wow. So I guess they tired of it, man. That boy's trying to fight for his life, fight for his job, the head coach for the Colts. So, I think this is what Mark say, flip a coin. I think this is flip a coin. I do. Commanders, you can go in there and get that. I know you're 3-4. They 3-3-1. You can get that. Mm. 49ers, 1.5-point favorite versus the Rams. 49ers is on the road, but they love them better than the Rams. I guess they, you know, their defense did get shellacked, but guess it's just people not having faith in the Rams, right? They missing, you know, big play. OBJ. 49ers got embarrassed. Defense looked not that good. They lost some players and everything. But still a 1.5-point favorite. I know this is a rivalry. I know they do not like each other. So that should be it's a 425 game. Everybody should watch that. But I think I'm going to have to ride with the Rams on that. I don't know about that. Plus, the Rams need that. Rams can't, well, you know, both of them need 3-4, 3-3, but the Rams at home, you can't keep on losing home. You got to go ahead and take care of business. Plus, 49ers already beat you earlier, so you got to get that. Another shock team of the year. Shock team of the year. What's up, D? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Shock team of the year. It has to be the Giants, right? The Giants is 6-1. Nephew's team is 6-1. Cuzzo team is 6-1. Not a yes. 6-1. Wow. But the Seahawks is 3-point favorite, man. Geno saying he don't care who he's playing, dude. He's trying to do his thing. Let's look a little bit closer into Geno's, right? Geno actually has 1,700 yards, 11 TD, only 3 interceptions. You know, they got the rookie running back because they lost the Penny. Locke is doing his thing. I know that half man, half robot is hurt, so he won't be playing. But it's in Seattle. Seattle's 4-3. They only lost one at the crib. Giants, go ahead. Giants, you go ahead and take this. You probably should be favored. You know what I'm saying? You are 6-1. You know, that's, they just don't respect your game. You know, 6-1 going to a 4-3 with Geno Smith as quarterback. And you not favored. You got Barkley, who's doing his thing. You got defensive coordinator who's getting you guys play solid. Wow. Mm. Let's see what Geno gonna do. I'm not even gonna pick this game. I'm gonna stay away from this game. Cause the Giants keep on doing their thing. So I'm just gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let the Giants do their thing. I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't gonna say nothing. You got it, Giants. When's the last time y'all seen Packers with Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, whoever? You know, Brett Favre's in Mississippi. He'd probably get ready to be in jail. But Aaron Rodgers, 11.5-point underdogs, even if they playing a good team? Granted, yes, I know. I get it. They 3-4. And the Bills is at home. It's going to be on Sunday night. It's going to probably be freezing cold. They got the fans. Bills Mafia is going to go nuts. And they probably going to shellack the Packers. Because that one other surprising thing to me is the Packers defense. And, you know, I thought that was going to be better than what they're showing. And it's not looking too good, you know, big time. You let the Commanders, they only had one receiver, and he was hitting him nonstop. I thought Alexander was going to do what he got to do. He didn't look too good. And what do you think with Diggs and him? And Davis. Allen. I think somebody's in trouble. And this to see 11.5-point underdog? Whoa, wait, I think Vegas think they're in trouble too. Just imagine, man. I mean, that schedule they have, the Packers, and let's y'all know how we do. Let's look at that schedule. Upcoming games for the Packers real quick. Packers got the Bills like we're talking about on Sunday night. Then they got to go at the Lions. Now, the Packers probably want some favor over there because of the Lions. Then Cowboys come in town, right? That should be a good one. Lambeau Field, nostalgia, all that good stuff. Then Titans. Then they got to go at the Eagles. Then they got to go at the Bears. Then the Rams. Then the Dolphins. Then the Vikings. Then the, I mean, yeah, you gonna get no easy. And how many? You know, we'll see. Bills. Taking care of business. The Bengals. Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. Yes, sir. This is the Halloween game. The Bengals versus Browns. Bengals 3.5-point favorite over the Browns. Let me say Bounds. I might as well say Bounds, whatever, because it make no difference. Because I think Joey and them are back. I think Joey's offense is back. I don't know about the defense, but I think they lethal. So, yes, they going to the Browns. Browns is 2-5. Brissett can't hold water. You saw what Burrow did last time. Last game out. So, hey, we'll see. It is what it is. But I think the Bengals are going to roll. Before we get out of here, we got some other little pressing things. Like we said, let me get that out of there. The Eagles, they trade for Burrow's defensive end, Quinn. Has the Bears already gave up? I mean, why would you? I know he had a big contract, but goodness, you gave up on him like that? That's cool. That helps out the Eagles. They need a pass rush because Barnett got hurt. But we'll see how much Quinn's going to help them. But, you know, they loaded, you know. They got everybody on fantasy is on their team. So, hey, we'll see. Like we said earlier, the Patriots named QB Jones starter, but you best believe Zappy's going to be looking at him. And last but not least, I hit it a little bit yesterday. This right here is big. Raiders add defensive tackle Hankins. The solidify that run defense, got a big anchor, big guy who's in there who can go ahead and take up space and control that middle. Hey, love it, big time. That's what it's all about, baby. Hey, like I said, probably no show tomorrow, so I want to go ahead and preview all these different games, all that kind of stuff. Go ahead and hit that like button, all that kind of things like that. You know, got a big old mail thing. This is mail manual week, so I got some mail things I have to do. But you know what? It's been a pleasure. This week has been good. I know it's been short, but hey. Nothing like supporting the youth, you know what I'm saying, the high school, the players of the week, having basketball coaches on the show. Great interview with Coach JB, Coach Spratt from Manual, the Lady Crimson's basketball team. So, hey, that's what we do. Everybody be safe. Bless y'all. Thank you guys for making Mark and Will show us what it is. As we continue to grow and as we continue to get good news, we definitely will spread it. But, hey, thank you guys for being here from day one. We appreciate you guys. Love y'all. God bless. Peace. It's 8 p.m. Crease. Let's get it. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.